I've been slacking on feeding my peppers.
And it shows. Look at all that yellow.
So we are going to fix that, and I'm going to show you the fertilizing method that I use.
We're going to get you some bone meal. It can be any brand, but I just love the Espoma brand. Not sponsored.
And every plant is going to get a half tablespoon. Now, because it's August and I'm getting lazy in the garden, I'm just going to toss it in.
I'll come by and scratch it in here in a second, but I'm going to be just throwing it down.
They're calling for rain today, so I'm going to try to get this in before the rain comes.
Now I'm going to get me some plant tone. This is a general fertilizer 533.
Which is why we added the bone meal first. The bone meal is going to be heavy on your phosphorus. And the phosphorus is going to support fruiting and blooms. But you don't want to do too much because it's really heavy in phosphorus, so we're going to even it out just a little bit with the plant tone.
And just to show you, the bone meal is 4-12-0, which is 4 in nitrogen, 12 in phosphorus, and 0 in potassium. We're going to go a little bit heavier on the plant tone. We're going to do 1.5 tablespoons per plant. Now we're going to come back, and I'm just going to scratch it all in. This very quick. After we scratch it in,
we are going to water it in. Chanticleer. We are going to water it in. If I could only find my watering can.
And I'm going to... Chanticleer. And I'm going to water it in with a fish fertilizer. Got a hole in it, so that's why it's this way. I did 2 tablespoons to a gallon.
Now, you're not going to give them too much of this. I would say like half a cup to a cup and a half. Ooh, it's starting to rain.
About that much.
Now you're done, and you don't have to do this for another 2 weeks. And I guarantee you here in like 2-3 weeks time, this area is going to be looking so much more better, so much healthier, so much more green. And we will be getting some peppers off them soon. These are my Golden Cali Wonders. So if you're a new gardener or you learn something new, make sure you follow my page. I'm here to help you grow a happy, thriving garden by teaching you of what you need to do in order to make that happen.
And I'll see you in the next video.